Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Philly Sports Talk podcast. Today, I haven't really put any content or any podcasts out onto my platform. There's been a couple of reasons why. I don't want to go deeply into them. Mostly, I haven't had the time to. A lot of things have been happening with me and my family, and I just haven't had the time to find my, make more episodes for this podcast. But as of late, I have been finding more time to make podcasts. I do have a couple set up. So I'm not saying that I will be uploading every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday like I said I was in the beginning. I'm saying that you will at least be getting one episode per week. I'm not really worried about the coronavirus anymore. I know you're not allowed to say that, but I'm really not afraid of it. I wasn't really afraid of it at the beginning, but definitely just over that, and I think the country is getting past that. So in the past 2-3 weeks, there was something that happened brutally. A black man was killed. A cop had his knee on this guy's neck for 9 minutes, and after the 9 minutes, the poor guy died, passed away. The way that I look at it is, I don't want any hate, any feedback, or anything like that. It's just how my opinion and how I feel. No, I'm not saying that there should have been this cop should not have sat on this guy's neck for 9 minutes. He already had the guy handcuffed. He could have just threw him in the car and took him down to jail. But now he throws him on the ground and sits on his neck for 9 minutes and kills him. I'm not saying that this guy didn't deserve what he got, but he kind of did. In 1998, he was arrested and thrown into county prison for bringing drugs into the country. In 2002, he had the same arrest and was put in the county jail for 8 months for the same offense. And then he was arrested for breaking into a woman's house and putting a gun to her stomach while she was pregnant, and then tied her up and searched the house for money and drugs. He was put in the state prison for 10 months. Then on May 25th, 2020, he was allegedly arrested for using fake money. He was caught trying to pay for something at a convenience store with fake money. He was taken into custody, and they could have just threw him in the cop car and took him down to jail again. But no, they threw him on the ground and sat on his neck for 9 minutes. I don't understand the point of that, but no, I'm not the cop. No. I'm not saying that this guy deserved to die, but I'm saying that this dude should not have been able to walk and be free. Should not have been able to walk around and be free for no reason. This dude was arrested a couple of times, and he should have faced life. He should have faced life in prison, but he didn't. This dude gets a gold casket. Gets a venue of 6,000 people. Gets his own GoFundMe. Gets gold casket and a white carriage. And everything paid for by Kanye West and Jay-Z. Explain that to me. You think that this dude is a saint or something? This dude almost killed a woman, a pregnant woman, was bringing drugs into our country. He doesn't deserve all that. And people are saying that it was because of him not being, or because he was black. That's not the case. He did something wrong, and everybody knows he did something wrong. And the only reason why people are doing this is because, or making a stink about this, is because they want us white people to feel bad about ourselves. And to feel like we don't deserve to be white. But we have to not care about what they say. And we have to believe and love what color we are. And then we have the riots. I haven't really kept up with the riots, but I think they're still happening. It isn't over George Floyd. They're doing it because they're too lazy during the normal times. They were too lazy to get out of bed and go get a job, go pay for the stuff that they want. But now, since George Floyd was killed by this cop, they're going to use that excuse to rob stores and hurt our economy. That's definitely not the case here. I'm definitely going to be making a longer episode, but I'm not going to do it now because I'm making it a longer episode. Sports coming back in July. At least baseball is. I don't know if they're going to have the Sixers, and the Flyers being able to go ahead. But I'm hearing that preseason for the football, there might not be any fans for preseason, but starting regular season, there will most likely be fans. But thank you all for listening. Stay tuned, follow, and share. And thank you all for listening to my podcast. Love you all. Stay safe. Bye.